What's up? Whether full-time missionaries or members, we should all be good examples of the believers in Jesus Christ. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Be Thou an Example of the Believers, Ensign, November 2010, page 47. Anti-dance, anyone? For the youth in the Laverne, California stake, the dancing at their high school events has gotten so inappropriate that it's hard to even be there. You can go to school dances and have the option to not inappropriately dance, but just being there, it has a bad atmosphere. You can't have the Spirit with you there, says Cameron Bodine, 17, of Laverne, California. As a solution, Cameron planned an anti-prom event last spring. This past fall, he also planned an anti-homecoming that took place on the same day as the school's dance. He invited friends and their dates to join, and they had fun go-karting, eating dinner, and later watching a movie. They had a blast. The idea has caught on, and there have been many other anti-activities as alternatives to school-sponsored dances. Laurel Quinn Alkinis, with some other girls, planned a similar activity for Sadie's. Make a plan and let people know in advance, Cameron advises youth who want to plan similar activities. It's a great way to get to know each other while upholding your standards, being respectful, and feeling comfortable. General Young Women Broadcast. The Young Women General Presidency, under the direction of the First Presidency, invites all young women ages 12 to 18, their mothers, and young women leaders to attend the General Young Women meeting on Saturday, March 26, 2011. The theme for the broadcast is the 13th Article of Faith. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. The meeting will originate from the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. The live meeting will be broadcast by satellite to meeting houses worldwide and on the internet at broadcast.lds.org. The live broadcast will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. There will also be a rebroadcast at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church in USA, Louisiana. In 1841, Joseph Smith received a letter from the church members in New Orleans about needed leadership. Send us Peter or an apostle to preach unto us Jesus, they wrote, and enclosed $10 to help defray expenses. Harrison Seggers was sent. Although he faced opposition from the community, those who called for him offered defense, including a group of courageous women who once circled him as protection from mobs. In November 1841, New Orleans became the main port of arrival for nearly 17,500 Latter-day Saints from Europe. They traveled up the Mississippi River to Nauvoo, St. Louis, or other river ports to begin their trek westward. 24 church missionaries labored in Louisiana in 1898. 110 converts were baptized in 1 year. The missionaries were challenged by mobs who threatened them and occasionally held hostages. A midwife once confronted a mob when they threatened a missionary in her care. She held a shotgun and said, "I brought a good many of you into this world, and I can take you out again just as easily." The mob left. Missionaries labored in New Orleans for 20 years before an official congregation was organized in 1924. Here are a few facts about the church today in Louisiana. Membership, 27,977. Missions, 1. Temples, 1. Wards and branches, 50. And family history centers, 13. My favorite scripture, Alma chapter 38, verse 5. This is my favorite scripture because right when I needed it, I found it. Keeping this scripture in my mind helps strengthen my testimony and my trust in God. Jonathan C., 16, California, USA.
Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org.
Camping and caring. The young women of the Stevensville, Montana stake wanted to do more than just camp at their last girls' camp. They also wanted to do some good. Reaching out to needy children around the world, the young women put together 72 hygiene kits and gathered around 250 toys and stuffed animals to be distributed by LDS Humanitarian Services. This project helped the girls realize how blessed they are to have what they have. Many talked of wanting to do more and said they were grateful that the church has the ability to send these items to people who are truly in need. Five scriptures about sleep. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 124, Alma, chapter 37, verse 37, Psalm 121, verse 4, Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 12, and Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 9. By the numbers, 51,736, number of full-time missionaries serving worldwide. End of What's Up.